Next patient is James Hamilton. Please undergo with Dr. Copeland. Patient with a history of hypertension, diabetes mellitus, right ventricular outflow tachycardia, status post ablation, coronary artery disease, status post stent placement period. Patient is here for a follow-up period. Patient is doing well. Occasional palpitation, delay in syncope or pre-syncope period. Patient is currently taking Coreg 12.5 mg 2 times daily, levothyroxine 88 microgram daily, spironolactone 25 mg daily, metformin 500 mg daily, niacin, aspirin, and crestor period. Review system, 10-point review system is reviewed on examination. Blood pressure 130 over 70, pulse is 65, respiration 16, weight is 205 pounds. HEND, no JVD. Lungs clear bilaterally, heart is regular rate and rhythm, no murmurs or gallop, abdomen soft, normal active, bowel sound extremity, no edema. Click impression number one, right ventricular outflow, right tachycardia, status post ablation. Number two, hypertension, which is well controlled. Number three, coronary artery disease. No angina recommendation. Patient is stable or continue present medical management period. However, I will get an echocardiogram to assess left ventricular function as well as a 7-day heart monitor to evaluate any recurrence of ventricular tachycardia period. I will follow the patient after about test. Please indicate with Dr. Copeland.